Death, Poems for the Grieving Heart. Written and read by poet D.N. Sutton on August 25, year 2000. The inscription in this book reads, quote, "For my father, the brave writer whose joyous life experience and swift death inspired many of these poems."
Brave Rider. Sing out, O dying heart, to the new unknownness. Throw your life's lariat, and mounting the swift horse of change, ride beautifully into the beyond. In Earth's energies, harnessing for entry into the raceways of the infinite, deny terror. Gladly go, with sweet bruised banners flying, saddled in the tender allness of the Father. You, O hero child, coming at the call, let go the shadowed body, consciousness trailing dreams like smoke, and loosening all reins, ride out, cutting a bright new swath in the terrain of the eternal. Sing out, brave rider, and with God's own breath, put the lie to man's small dream of death. Death is not doom. Death is not doom. Take the loved ones leaving without grieving, with joy, knowing death is transition, the return trip home. We, on loan to life, on holiday, come from God's place, go back again, adventure done, new phase begun. Death is the ultimate move, homecoming, warm welcome, healing. Dark symbols, grim thoughts are error. Eliminate terror. Joy is the feeling. Death is drama, end is beginning. Trauma lies in forgetting the larger plan. We are not God, but human. New hills. Now you are going as you came, alone, slipping down the misted path, footsteps fading, crumbling stones quiet. Still in our mind's eye, we see you, your climb up the hillside, brave, headstrong, dashing, and now you're descending again into the uncharted canyons of your being. Eyes conveying bewilderment, hurt, body thrashing refusal. Still faithful to your longings, you linger only to leave, wanting to go, knowing you are gone. We listen, catch in throat, until sensing your leap over the barriers, we hear your whoop of joy at finding new hills ahead. Clear bell. So now you are in transit, magnificent barge of life, cut loose, drifting downstream to the open sea of death. You go a king, nobility clear, liability softened. Love the one strand left, linking you to us on shore. Ego gone and body crumbling. Love lights the passage fore and aft, sounding a clear bell from soul to soul. Go now in majesty. Calm currents bear you out of narrow waters to oceanic space. Compass pointing to your star. Proud Galleon. I saw you go with my own eyes. The proud galleon of your life set sail, leaving harbor mouth for ocean swells, old landmarks for unfamiliar seas. You left, log clear, course set, past the rocky point, trailing a clean wake into deeper waters, tide impelling you beyond sight, but not beyond love. Bonds stronger than vows surge with you as swift currents bear your noble craft to its destined harbor. Heroes shore. King, Viking, inspired passage to you in your wondrous craft of death. Winds sanctified to bear you, sweep you beyond the headlands to seas vaster than your visions. Strong flashes of memory of your selfless courage, freedom from all guile, illuminate the night sky of our grief. As compass unknown, your valiant vessel courses to the hero's shore. My mother sleeps. My mother sleeps in the cave of the winds, water lapping on silver stones, does not disturb her ancient bones. Sometimes she stirs, her lidded eyes open and close. She smiles, sees, then sleep transcends. My mother lies on a golden litter. Life suspends, her bed, her bier, sensing always that love is near. My mother hears the silken sounds of planets whirring, music playing. A child again, she feels the warmth of sunlight streaming. Past, present, fuse in her dreaming. No shadow falls on her unseen walls. My mother lives on in unknown space, lingering in a state of grace. My mother awaits her final leaving, her life, her death, interweaving. I will not weep. I will not weep for Frances. I will not weep. I will think of her asleep. I will forget her pain, my own. I will let grief alone. I will accept fate fulfilled, beauty distilled. I will think of her awake, life unfinished, legacy of love undiminished. Grief grown small. Frances Lamb, you're gone, filling other spaces with the fragrance of yourself. but still here with us in these places. Cameo gift, softening death's rift. Instinctive Southern belle, exquisite beauty, your essence everywhere, in the garden, on the stair. You made spacious narrow corridors with gracious talk, voice birdsong in the pollard air. Spirited, yet soft, serene, unconscious echo of the antebellum scene. Mystique lingers on, grief grown small, more penetrable now, the magnolia wall. Sweet goddess. Goddess, sweet goddess remembered. You still stand in mind, in heart. Classic work of art. Grecian statue, but intact. Nothing missing. Not fingers, hands, or toes. Nor chip off the chiseled nose. No dent in the flawless chin. Your damage did not show, it was within. Internally unseen, cancer took you from us piece by piece, ravaging the inner courtyards of your being, tearing down the barricades of your splendid self. In your coffin you lie radiant, as though fresh from an historic grave, an archaeological find discovered in an ancient eastern field, now poised to ascend into the present life, adorn our personal museums, illumine our darkened lives, painting over our pain with the poetry of your desperately needed beauty. Sweet goddess, you still stand. In our souls, you stand. Death song. Do not be sad, my husband. Do not be sad. Rejoice with me, my darling. Make your spirit glad. Do not weep, my husband, do not weep. Think of me as always, smiling in my sleep. Do not grieve, my husband, do not grieve. There are sweet mysteries beyond this life if only we believe. Love so vast, my dearest, love so vast, was never meant to perish, but to last. So do not fear, my darling, do not fear. Hold me close forever. Keep love's presence near. Even though I go. Even though I go, I will never leave you. I will love you from behind the veil, through the mist, be with you, hold you. Memory brings a cooling touch, a warming hand, a playful message in the sand. Even though I go, still I stay. In the silken air, the emerald pool, I will not be far away. If you call me, I will come. Bring butterflies. Spark the brightness in your eyes. Elegy for a Young Traveler. Now his pillow is a star. Now he lays his head upon it. Even though he is afar, God's love is with him every minute. Now the night wind cools his brow. Now the sunlight warms his limbs. Now the planets dance and bow and sing out joyful hymns. The young prince moves across the skies. Angels bear him as he lies. There are snowflakes in his crown. Clouds are ermine in his gown. Propelled by earthlings' rain-soft tears, he sails among the heaven spheres. He has God's promises to keep, and smiling keeps them while we weep. Teenage touchdown. He is taking off to find you. Knows you are there, Sky Mother, Grandmother. He seeks you, longs for you, uncomprehending. He does not quite grasp he has made it over the great divide. Circling in over the rim, he is descending, eyes open wide, vision dim, still loosely hanging on to the controls. Some, like comets, enter flaming, but he is wafting, sometimes aware, as brilliance gleams, then fades. He senses, loved grandmother, you are in the tower, awaiting his touchdown. His finest hour now, a circling spiral to your open arms. Empty spaces. So still the beach, lonely bay. Grasses listless in the wind since you went away. You filled it all. No one knew until the empty spaces wept for you. I will go into death. I will go into death singing if I have breath. And there is no doubt I will be dancing. In life I could not do without, so I will dance in death. One thing I know, I will be laughing at the wry joke of singing even as I choke, and dancing even as I lie. Such an unconventional notion of a way to die. Incline. In the body's long dip into the decline of death, there is incline, upsurge of soul, spirit, awareness of the world and all that's in it, new perception bringing resurrection. It is nature's enduring charity, a given sent by heaven that obscurity be replaced with clarity. High wire. In the matchless dance of life, there is discernment of death, a quieting where once a lively stepping, a calming of intense pursuit. The high wire of our being held taut at either end slackens as it quivers with the music of our souls. The dance goes on, tempo alters, but not the melody. Life and death entwine in destined harmony. When I lie dying, kiss my lids, my lips, my hair. So I sense you there. Hold me in that flame and light, that clean eclipse. Before my astral flight, stars, bright pebbles on a lofty beach, within our reach. And so one day you will ripple down on me from a high space, winging in. And I, running on the beach, will see you coming, silver-winged, sparkling-tipped, singling me out. I will feel my heart extend in its furthest reaching, I to you, you to me. You will embrace me in your velvet wingspan, and I will lighten to be lifted, leaving behind my song and an empty, unneeded shell. Death Duel. Oh, my child, I sensed death as death drew near. Wings beat close to my ear, deep fear. I felt heat in the night's cold, short breath, blue vein, sharp cry, profound pain. I sensed death. Death came, death hovering at the year's end. I shivered at its grim portend. But I held death off with scorn and shame, vows, fury, passion, blame. I held it at bay as judge and jury, blew all logic with threats and pleading, sank to wheedling, playing the game of praise and blunder, panic and a prayerful wonder. I raised heaven and earth, bruised the conscience of saint and devil, imploring banishment of evil, anything to save my child. Storm done, wildness settled. Dawn came in, and I, embattled, saw you live. Death gone. Oh, my child. For the poet Sylvia Plath, 1932 to 1963. Even after long years, death by one's own hand still evokes pain, bewilderment, and sadness in those who remain. What if you were deliberately to die? Would you do it silently without outcry? Put your head in an oven, vomit gas while babies cry? Or if you could, would you seek a more poetic setting? Just as swift, without bloodletting? Perhaps on the beach where giant breakers welling spew salt tears, broken dreams expelling. If choice were yours, would you go in sorrow or in soaring? With all the love of life and God out singing and outpouring? The truth is, who would choose to go at all? Unless that compelling call hurled one through the barrier wall. Sylvia, we grieve for you. Karen, are you myth? Where are you, Karen? Where, when the sun's gold fingers warm the world, are you? Where, when the night turns velvet, do you lie? no arms to hold you, dreaming dreams dead as fallen leaves. Do you still live? Are you still here? You, your hair shining, your walk music. No one's thought more crystalline than yours. Are you memory now? The lighted halls long in vain for the peal of bells that was your voice is the only echo, emptiness. You, life sparkling, heiress of earth, have you abandoned living, tossed yourself away to crawl into the bowels of nothingness, bride of the self-made dark? Sunshine girl, gone? Are you gone? Is death in life your choice, your loss, your wish? Where are you, Karen? Or is Karen myth? When the heart is eager. Even if ears are plugged with a stone, nerves dead, no vibration in the bone, we hear if with the heart we listen. Even though eyes are blinded, white with cataract, red with pain, we see if we are open-minded, still see raindrops glisten in the sunlight of the brain. Vividness of loss, our gain. No matter if resource meager, when the heart is eager. Ears, eyes, hands are nothing without intent. The life force in its longing to be well spent keeps us from being impotent, absurd, empty in gesture and in word. The miracle of being given us to grasp is ours to revel in until the last sweet gasp of bursting breath. Then, with joy exploding, into God's universe we go without foreboding. Small death, life large. In sleep's small death, we die, only to be born again, not to perish, but awaken to each dawn unshaken, another day to claim, to cherish. Life surges even as it ebbs. Tide, sand, sun, storm, following hidden laws perform, entangling us in cosmic webs. We on heaven's ladder climbing conform to celestial timing, respond to stellar pantomiming. Listen, listen, distant voices faintly, sweetly chiming. So near, so far, so numerous, our pinpoint lives made luminous in starry light. Constellations in the changing skies reveal patterns to unseeing eyes. Small death, life large, vision vast, and hope, hope for paradise. You will not leave unknown. You will not go unloved, unknown into anonymous night. Believer in life, in light, you will go enthroned in inherent wisdom, grandeur of spirit undisputed, facing the Godhead without fear. Then others will nod their heads sagely, whisper loyalty, admire your strength, knowing all must live on their own cross, some unthinkable to bear. No, You will not go unloved, unnamed. You will not leave unknown. Person unparalleled. You were there for us all, more than you knew, more than any of us knew. We at your memorial are your monument, testament to your ongoing influence, your incisive insight, clarity, wit, your peerless presence with us yet, unrestricted warmth, and strength we all feel, know, and admire. Person unparalleled, priceless in our hearts. Too soon for tumbleweed. In the young years, in the cool and lonely dark, you came, touch like fire, kisses like hot rain. Now in the numbing cold, in a night grown old, you toss, sheets crackling like fallen leaves. With each intake of your breath in pain, the night wind grieves. I grieve too, a keening loss, trembling at your hurting, longing to hold you, help you bear it, whisper prayer. Not for lack of love or spirit is there this long default. There is no halt, time makes its claim. But this change too swiftly came. No, no, not yet the beloved body's crumbling. Too soon for tumbleweed. Not yet the scattering of the soul's seed. For this, for you, for us, for love transcendent, God, I pray, do not take his life away. Know only joy. Do not grieve when death comes. Know only joy. No one, no thing is lost. Change is the surge of life. Birth and death are one. End is beginning, beginning end. Night shades into day, day to night, beyond all horizons of the mind. Intellect is not the compass. Only joy can take you there. When death comes, rejoice. Sing out hosannas that the tide is in, gathering up its own to the breast of the sea. When death comes, bathe in its baptismal power, its antiseptic beauty clean of guilt. Warm yourself deeply in the presence of the universal. For what is man in all his vast intelligence but a small sand crab on the beach of time? Be glad, sand and sea go on and on and on and on, ever into eternity. Is it ever too late? Not a good night to be out. Driving was hazardous with rain coming down in sheets. The dark pavement seemed too dark, slippery, and such a gale. The wind whipped around, not only from the ocean, but from every direction. At least she was wearing her black trench coat. There were two steps down to the quaint little cottage on Coast Highway, one of the last of its kind still in service. It had been a realtor's. Now the sign said insurance. She hesitated, then reached for the door when a sudden gust threw her against it, plunging her into the small front room. "Oh, pardon me," she said, laughing. "I didn't mean to burst in like that." "My pleasure, a great pleasure," he assured her with old-world curtliness. "In fact, I've been waiting for you." He rose from behind the big, sprawling desk. On the side was a fireplace with a roaring fire, warming and welcoming. He took her black trench coat, dripping wet, and hung it on the rack next to the door. Then he seated her in the handsome upholstered chair, itself a work of art, next to him. His every move was almost ceremonial. For her, it was a high moment, a new experience. "I'm glad you came. I've been looking forward to this meeting with great expectation." "Have you?" She was wary, somewhat skeptical, but she liked his gray hair, his demeanor, and his evident delight in seeing her. "I have always admired you," he was saying. "You were my favorite movie star. More than Glorious Once and more than Greta Garbo. I followed your career. I saw every one of your films." "You did?" How was she to respond? Being an over-the-hill celebrity was a difficult way to live a life. She was basically shy, never talkative. This time she felt even less like talking. She just liked sitting there, out of the storm, appreciated by this attractive, elegant man. He brewed tea and served it in china cups. "You are so beautiful, with the firelight putting half your face in shadow. The kind of lighting Rembrandt liked. The great photographers." She did not know how to answer. But before she could think of something to say, bedlam broke loose outside. Sirens blared. Police cars, an ambulance, fire rescue vehicles materialized, lights blazing. "Let's open the blinds wider and watch the show," he suggested. There it was, right outside the window, the vintage Rolls Royce wrapped around the light pole. People coming from nowhere, milling around. Reporters from local newspapers, already on the job. Then finally, seemingly interminably, the slender, black-coated figure was placed on a stretcher, blanket pulled over her face. Clearly, the driver was dead. The show was over. "Come," he invited her warmly. "Let's settle in and talk." It was plain to see he was fascinated with her, doting on her, and she felt pleased to be wrapped in the glow of his attention. "So, dear lady, what is the most important thing in life to you?" he asked. She did not have to think. "Oh, love, love, of course. I had four husbands. I loved each one of them in different ways, I guess. I often thought, if the attributes of all four could have been in one man, it would have been perfect." She laughed, that still remembered bell-like laugh that was once her trademark. "Is it still possible to find that man?" He was looking at her with such gentleness, with such meaningfulness, she wondered. Could this be the great love she had always been seeking? It was as exhilarating as a ski slope, as relaxing as a tropical beach. She was slightly uneasy that it seemed all too fast, unlikely, but somehow it was credible. This was an unbelievable evening. After a while, she became aware that she was losing track of place, time. She did not know how long she sat there with him, sensing his wondrous acceptance, his intuitive response. She felt dreamy, enraptured. It seemed like a long and glorious eternity, but at the same time, an all too short moment. Oh, this must be what she was born for. Never had she felt so complete. "Could you love me, my star, my dream girl?" he was asking. When she assented, he rose to embrace her, and even as his arms enfolded her, she noted that her black trench coat was no longer there.
To read a collection of D.N. Sutton's poetry on the World Wide Web, visit the Soul Site at soulsite.com or write to Sherwood Spencer, the Soul Site Press, at Box 517, La Jolla, California, 92038.